a really, really exciting story tonight. Can you join me in welcoming up Ingrid Wilcox? Good evening.
Good evening.
Ingrid, I know that a little while ago you were holidaying, sailing around the Greek islands, which is very nice, and one of your friends who you were sailing with told you about an accident she'd had and how it affected her body. Can you tell everyone what that was about?
Yeah. Can I just say these friends are long-term friends. We met them in Africa, Botswana, and we've kept... yes, hi. And we... kept up the friendship. They live in Devon, so we don't see each other all that much. But to our surprise, they rang us and invited us to this holiday, all expenses paid apart from the flight. And this was a racing yacht, 45 foot long, and fantastic.
Great. So what did she say about the accident? What happened and how it affected
her? While we were on the boat, I have to say too, sorry, but I've been praying because they were blessing us. God, how can I bless them? And please guide me what to do or say. And we were on the boat the second day on the deck and moored in a harbor, and a whole lot of people were there because everybody's on deck. It's too hot inside. And she was telling me about the accident she had a few months ago where she rode her horse and suddenly the horse reared and had a heart attack and fell down and fell on top of my friend. And fortunately, nothing was broken, but she was really badly bruised and recovering from all of this. So I said, well, what is hurting still? You know, is there anything that's still hurting? He said, yes, there's really a bad backache that I have, but it's nothing to do with the accident. So I said, well, what is it about? And she said, well, it's because one leg is shorter than the other.
Now, if you've heard some of our stories before, you'll know that we've seen legs grow before. So, Ingrid, you're in a bit of a pickle there. What did you do?
Anyway, I said, well, it's funny. You should say that. We pray for that sort of thing in our church. And I said, if you like, I can pray for you. I can do it now or later. What would you like? And she burst out laughing in disbelief and embarrassment, because all the people were around. It was just like a marketplace. And so she laughed and laughed, and finally she said, well, you might as well do it now. And and I thought, oh boy, I got myself in for it. Anyway, then I said, okay. So I prayed a very short prayer, and saying, God, please make this leg grow and relieve my friend from these terrible backaches, because we're going to sail and she needs all her strength. And will you bless her? And so we looked and she lined up. There's a bench. So she sat there and one leg reached my side of the bench and the other leg was that much shorter. And the knees didn't line up and the ankles didn't line up. And so she looked and she laughed and laughed and said, there's nothing going on, you know, it's not growing. And I said, well, hang on a minute, God is working on it.
Takes time.
So as I said that, the leg shot forward and met the other one exactly. And the knees lined up and the ankles lined up. Praise God. And then she stopped laughing and said, wow.
How's her back doing now?
I said, well, you better get up and try how your back is, you know. So she got up and turned around and stuff and said, wow, funny, there's no pain, you know. And I said, are you sure you said all right when you said, can we just try again? Just show me that the legs are straight, you know. So she sat down again and sure enough, lined up perfectly. The next day was fine. She was able to help man the boat. And I rang her 2 days ago, and everything is brilliant. No backache, nothing. Praise God.
So good. Let's praise Jesus for that. That's awesome.